Welcome back to Wedlocked and Loaded.
Wedlocked and Loaded.
You women.
Do not lump us all in one
category. You know, so you girls, and lie and stretch the truth
you
and try
girls,
to get us jammed up.
First of all, I'm a whole ass woman, right? Think about
no
that.
No disrespect.
Sounds like it to me. So why can't y'all, what is it with men that they just can't walk away?
It depends how good it is. You don't want to give that away.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is another episode of Wedlocked and Loaded. I am your humble, extraordinarily talented, creative, debative, what's more adjectives I can think of?
Clearly, you're having trouble coming up with some. So let's not stretch this out any longer. I am Leah Nicole, and if you know, you know.
Period, sis.
All right. So we took, it wasn't a break per se, but I think that there was like some technical difficulties that we're trying to like get to the bottom of and figure out and just have like premium listening quality. And then the other piece is it's important to us, I guess, to, you know, there's always content, there's things that we can talk about, but I think we always want to have like authentic conversation and not just kind of just talk to talk. So, you know, I think with those two things, you know, we took a little bit of time and just tried to like get to the bottom of some things or whatever. And, you know, I think it's also different with Leah's probably out in these streets a little more than I am. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
I think that, you know, a lot of the conversation can come from us, like maybe a bird's eye view of like talking to other couples and talking to other people who are single and just listening to their thing and giving our perspectives. And for me, myself, like, I feel like I haven't really been around people and I don't really have an interest per se. And so it could get a little, I don't know, not one-sided, but just, I don't know if that makes sense. Anyway, so yeah, that's that part. So what's up, pretty fingers? What's up?
Oh, you see them? You like them?
I do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Lovely, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. So what we wanted to do was we wanted to unpack, because while we were, I don't want to say gone, but while we were not putting out content, Kendrick Lamar's album was released. And you know, it has a ton of opinions. And some people love it. I think most people love it, right? I've really heard people say they hate it.
I haven't heard too many people say that they dislike it.
Yeah. So Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. So that's the name of it. And there's one song in particular, and shout out to Miko. She sent a message and she was like, yo, y'all should talk about this song and blah, blah, blah. So the name of the song is We Cry Together. And yeah, it's fully loaded. And I think just for the sake of content, I don't know if we're gonna like necessarily read all the lyrics and like dissect everything, but there is a particular part that stood out.
Wasting my time and energy trying to be good to you. Lost friends, family, game, more enemies because of you. Bitches staring at me in sorrow. Hoes scratching my visor. Should have followed my mind in 09 and just moved to Georgia.
So let me see, where's the, do you have the lyrics in front of you?
I have it, excuse me. So I guess we can dissect this a few ways. And so one thing that stuck out to me was the line, wasting my time and energy trying to be good to you. lost friends, family, gained more enemies because of you.
That strikes a nerve.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know if, you know, that happens particularly with the male species as much as it does with the females. I've definitely feel like, not necessarily that I've gained enemies, but I've definitely feel like that I've lost friends being in a relationship for whatever reason, right? Like,
a lot of people do now.
Like I said, I don't see that as much with the male species as I do with the female species.
Is it quality friends you've lost, or is it friends that dropped off anyway?
The friends that I've lost, I don't feel like they would have dropped off. And to be clear, like, I wouldn't say that we are no longer friends, right? I would just say that distance, that time that we sometimes talk about, plays a major part. And so, you know, like if we bumped into each other, or, you know what I'm saying? If we bumped into each other, there would be no love lost. You know, it would absolutely be all love. So much time has passed, but like, it's not a matter of, you know, it, the time and the distance, right? And so like, we've definitely missed monumental moments in each other's lives, but I wouldn't say that we're no longer friends. Do you feel like you've lost friends being in relationships? Quality friends?
I don't think so. I may have, but I don't, not that I can recall. I mean, I think that there's some relationships is probably just not conducive, you know, when you're in a relationship.
You don't say.
And it, what, Leah? I didn't, come on. Again, I don't need the ad libs. That's not what you get paid for a living to do.
So, whatever.
You know, I think that there's some relationships that for sure, you know, may not be conducive. And it could be male. It could be from a, it could be, you know, as a male, it could be another male, or it could be another female. But I just think depending on where you are in your life, it's just like, and for me, I think the quality of company is really, really important. Mm-hmm. And so there are, you know, I find more solace and comfort in other people who are either married or in a long-term, you know, committed relationship. Mm-hmm. And just because you're married don't mean that you're committed to each other. I mean, you know, I guess you are on paper, but like, you know, if a person is married, but they're like busting it open every chance they get, like, I'm not really interested in being around that either. At least at this point in my life.
Right.
At one point, I think I would entertain it a little differently, but like, and you know, it's back to, that's not back to, but like, you know, what I say to you about, you know, people say like, oh, you're having like single friends or whatever. I think that it's not, I've learned it's not as malicious as it could sound or appear, right? In a sense of like, just because you have a single friend doesn't mean that they're out looking for you to, you know, they're encouraging you to cheat on your spouse. But I just think their lifestyle is completely different. So, you know, for them, if they came home at 4 a.m, they literally have no one to answer to. If they wanted to come home, stay for an hour and leave back out again at 2 a.m. They have no one to answer to.
So you're saying no one to answer to.
No one to answer to, no one to explain to, no one to check in with. That doesn't exist. Right? And versus a married person or someone in a relationship and lives with that person, like their reality of doing that, at least it should be different. It might not be different, but it should be different. If you just came home at 2 a.m, and changed and put on some different clothes and left, like, I'm gonna be standing at the door like, what's up? On some Kendrick, we cry together shit. Like, really?
You're gonna be at the door.
Yeah, I'm gonna be right at the door. I mean, it's only right. You know what I'm saying? And I would expect you to be at the door too, but like, you don't care enough. You'll just be like, oh, well, all right. That's fine. He'll leave. You know what I'm saying?
So, what you're not gonna do is like try to guilt trip me or make me feel away. It's not a matter of me not caring enough.
It ain't no guilt trip because it just is what it is, right?
Listen, what it is that a person will ultimately do whatever it is that they want to do. And if their mind is made up, there's nothing that can stop them, right? And so I'm not standing at no door. What is it?
Sure, Leah. I mean, that goes without saying.
Right? I'm not standing at no door.
You should.
Blocking you, saying you better not go, this, that, and the next.
You should.
I will absolutely ask you, yo, what you doing? Or where you think you going? Or do you see what time it is? Like, what are we doing? Right?
That's not good enough. Say more.
So this is what I'm going to say. And you could speak your piece. Right. You could respond to those questions. However, after you respond and I say, I'm not with that, I'm not comfortable with that, I'm not feeling it, however you want to phrase it. Once I let you know that I have a problem with said move, and you proceed to move. Keep on moving, but I'm not chasing you down. I'm not blocking no door. I'm not playing those games. For what?
Why not?
For what? So is it something we're gonna do every day, or every week, or every other month? Like what are we talking about?
Every month is fair.
You know what is conducive to a healthy relationship.
I might not. Fight for your love.
Yeah.
See, you ain't gonna fight for your love.
See, I'm not gonna be physical for.
No, ladies and gentlemen out there, it is oftentimes in relationships where one person is willing to fight more than the other person. And it's okay either way. But I just want to be clear that sometimes that is the case. And so, yeah, that part.
We are not freaking giving this up. You gotta freaking fight. You gotta fight.
And when we say fight for our love or your love, that doesn't mean like a physical fight. Like, you don't need to be in a physical altercation to put your foot down and stand your ground. But like, at the end of the day, if you willing to disrespect it, and like I said, like, am I doing this every week, every other week, and you talk about, you know, how often is good enough, I'm not playing those games. It shouldn't be. It's unnecessary. We either want the same thing or we don't. And if we don't, that's okay. And if you want more, then that's also okay. That's something that you need to say, right? That's something that you need to communicate. Once you communicate that, that's on me to be like, yay or nay. There was another line, and I won't quote it verbatim.
So B staring at me and Zara, whole scratching my car up. Should have followed my mind at 09 and just moved to Georgia. So what you're saying, you should have followed your mind and left me a long time ago.
So those are not my lyrics. That's not my verse. But what I am saying. Those aren't your bars. Excuse me?
Those aren't your bars.
Those aren't my bars.
No.
But I can absolutely relate to that.
How so?
What? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Yeah. I used to get the crazy stares. I'm talking about, like, head to toe, toe to head.
This is such a weird part of history that, like, there's no way to, like, verify or debunk.
Are you kidding me? So now you're going to act like you don't know?
No, I mean, we've talked about this before, but it's just one of those things. Just,
and when it came to my attention, I also brought it to your attention when it was happening.
Like, in high school, or are you talking about, like, as adults?
I'm more so talking about as adults. It absolutely happened in high school.
As adults, I mean, I don't feel like it was crazy stares or stuff like that, but
you wasn't receiving them.
No, but I mean, so yeah.
I mean, even when you would introduce me to people, it'd just be like, but of course you would never, nobody could see that look, but like.
You give that look too, but you don't mean it that way.
I don't, no.
I told you, you got like a shit face, like, you know what I mean? Like she got a problem with me, and it's like
not at all.
Just like that. Like I've had to say that before.
Listen, you've never introduced me to anyone, and I gave a tooted lip, snarly, like.
Yeah, I mean, it kinda.
Never.
Now on the flip side, when I introduce you to people. Like, oh my God, like, can I hug you? Because that's how much they know, you know what I'm saying? Because they hear about you despite your belief or not. They're like, oh my God, like, you're her. Oh my, like, such a pleasure to meet you. You don't have that energy, like, you know what I'm saying? You'd be like, hi, nice to meet you. Like, damn, man.
Well, first of all, that's not who I am. Like, that's not my personality. So I'm not going to be fake bubbly and stuff. Like, I'm not going to be that person because that's not who I am. Now, I can and will be cordial and respectful.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, so nice to meet you. I've heard so much about you. No, I didn't.
Like no, I'm Canada not. Dry.
What?
Like Canada Dry.
One of the best ginger ales out there.
Oh my God, Leah. All right. So getting back to the lyrics and breaking these down. So
I ain't never had no chick scratch my car up. Not that I know of anyway.
Unfortunately, I think I've dealt with some personalities that could have done that for sure. But I don't believe, I mean, you'll feel different. I don't believe that I was ever like super gremlin messy. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, could things have been handled a little better? You know, for sure.
Were you super gremlin messy?
We could have been superstars. Remember when we were jacking cars?
You are messy. You are messy. You had the potential to be super gremlin messy. Like gremlins after midnight messy.
That's not true.
It's absolutely true.
So this is how we come back, huh? Coming in hot.
I mean, I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
That is absolutely true. Like, for instance, I'm going to give you a prime example. Mm-hmm. And not necessarily of you being gremlin messy. But again, people not necessarily knowing their place, right? People thinking that they got more pull, more power than they actually do. Like, there was an instance where you know, you were being your friendly self, right? And I didn't even like know, like I didn't think about, wasn't looking for nothing, didn't like feel nothing, know nothing, right? And we're out, but we are in two separate areas or whatever. We're in the same establishment But we're in two separate areas. I'm making my way back upstairs to be where you are. And I could just feel these intense eyes on me, right? And I'm like, yo, so I look up and like, you know, like they're still there. And I'm like questioning in my mind, like, yo, what the freak is this chick's problem? You know what I'm saying? Get back to where I was upstairs talking to mutual friends or whatever. The people walk by and kind of, you know, kind of bump me. Like, and it's intentional. It wasn't an accident. And for me at that moment, it was just like, she got a personal. Like, I don't know her. I ain't been fucking on nobody else other than what I'm supposed to be fucking on. So it can't be that I'm fucking on her man.
Fucking on no nigga sleeping on his partner couch.
You know what I'm saying? But then that's what... What?
Nothing. That's the city girls. I get it.
Whatever. Anyway, but then that's when I discovered like the pictures and I was like, oh, okay. So now I'm going to start looking and now I'm going to say something to you. Like, it be, I don't know. But like, that's one example. Of the staring.
You only probably got like one or two. You don't have a long list of things like that. For sure you don't.
So more than one is enough. And I have enough.
If you got two, Leah, then that's cool. But definitely you don't have a handful. Because I wasn't on like, you know. I definitely have my flaws. But like, that's not. I wasn't like Messy Marvin, you know what I'm saying?
Anyway, how many you got?
How many what I got? Stories of you?
Absolutely. None.
I got one. I mean, I've told this story already. So I got one. And then...
I'm talking about as adults, not no high school stuff.
I mean, but that's young adults.
Now it's young adults. I'm specifically speaking about adults.
You can go into the military.
Bye.
You know, you could buy a pack of smokes.
No, we could not have.
What's the age for cigarettes?
18.
Yeah. Oh, you 17?
16, 17, yeah.
Who's definitely, you know, doing, you know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean. And what you're not going to do is try to come for me because I ain't sent for you. How about that?
Going into, you know.
Like I said, you got zero.
I don't know, Leah. I don't really feel like digging into the bag and trying to like figure out whatever. But
you can't. There's nothing to dig into. There is no bag, baby.
Listen, you girls are a little more clever in your felineness, but that doesn't mean that that's not like happening. You know what I'm saying? It's the messy girls that like will get dudes. I mean, there's a lot of dudes that's behind bars over girls' messiness.
Oh, here we go with this.
I'm glad that like you weren't messy because it could have cost me my freedom.
How about dudes are locked up? Not because of a female's messiness, but because of their own messiness. Like, at what point do you guys take accountability for your actions? Like, help me understand that.
What accountability?
Exactly. My point.
Leah, come on, shut up. That's not, come on.
Where is it? The accountability, girl. The accountability for.
I'll tell you what girls are out here doing. I'll tell you what girls.
No. Hold on. Let me finish what I'm saying. The accountability for knowing that you are in a relationship that is supposed to be monogamous, the one that you are supposed to be committed to, and messing around with dum diddy. Making them feel good and feel like they got something. And then they forget their place.
Well,
and want to cause with the main like that. That is your fault because you had no business doing that, especially if you don't have, you know, that type of relationship.
Sometimes it takes the main to help just kind of clarify things and put things into perspective for, you know, I think that's important sometimes. I think sometimes you need the assistance and the alley-oop. So it's almost like, you know, Tatum and Williams, like, I need you equally to facilitate this for me. You know what I'm saying? And so that's important. And if you don't, you know, if Williams ain't down there under the boards, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not as successful of a game. So
what we're not going to do is talk game talk when we talk about real life shit. Because the problem is that y'all be playing games with the wrong people.
All right. So seeing you made that comment, let's spearhead right into the other thing that we talked about earlier and we wanted to table. So what I led the conversation with earlier while we were eating.
So we just gonna jump right into that. Like, I feel like that there was a couple more things that we needed to dig into.
No, but you just said that. So it made me think of that. All right, we can hold it for a second.
And let's do that.
Let's hold it.
Yeah, just for a second. Hold on.
All right. So, I mean, the thing that struck me the most was, where was it? Where is it? I don't know why I fuck with you. I'll be damned if I'm stuck with you. Change my number, I'm ducking you, be whatever is comfortable. This is the type of shit couples do. Should have thought about cuffing you, be you dirty and you broke, or you goofy and gullible. And so that strikes a chord with me because, you know, when you're arguing and going back and forth, I feel like it's very, very easy to get to that point of just like toxicity and just trying to hurt the other person.
Absolutely.
And you know, once you get to that point, it's hard to like pull it back. And I guess the trick is, and what I feel like I've learned, I mean, it's definitely still not as difficult to go there, but I'm trying to be mindful to not, you know, but like, it's easy when you're going back and forth and like, dump it, you know what I'm saying? Like, say stuff like that, or like, I don't know why I fucked you in the first place, blah, blah, blah. And you just start throwing out all this stuff and all this vitriol. And you know, it's sometimes hard to come back from that. You know what I'm saying? So that part stuck out to me because that's a real thing that happens. And I think that people need to be mindful when you are having a argument or a disagreement. You know, the goal should not be to be stabbing the other person. You know what I'm saying? And like, trying to go for blood. Your anger is your anger, and you should feel your feels, but like, you shouldn't be trying to intentionally hurt the person that you supposedly love. So, I mean, I've definitely been on a receiving end of daggers from you. So,
you've been on a receiving end of daggers from me.
So I'm speaking as a victim and a survivor, because it's definitely been like hurtful things that you've said, and I'm like, damn, it'll make me question my masculinity and shit, and like, damn. But
now here you go with the lies and the pity party, okay? Please.
You've never cut me deep?
I don't think so.
Oh, knock it off, Leah.
I don't think so, because for me, like, when I'm yourself,
you are painting yourself as like the ideal.
Because I am. You
know, who says that? Who told you that? Like, where did that come from?
You know, all the people.
So you are out in the streets.
I ain't out in those streets.
Nah,
but I will say this. Because I know that words matter and words hurt, like, I'm definitely not out here, no matter how upset I am with you, I'm not going to try to destroy you in that way. Because, like, what's going to happen? Now we lay next to each other, so now I'm going to be looking at you, questioning you, or vice versa, you questioning me in terms of how I really feel about you. Like, when we're going back and forth about something, when we're having a disagreement about something, you know, the goal is to get you to understand the disagreement. The goal is not to belittle you, degrade you, and, you know, emasculate you or hurt your feelings. That's not the goal. I know for me, like, I take great pride, and when I know that I'm about to lash out, let's table this. I'm not doing this with you no more. I'll become silent. Not because I don't got nothing to say, but because I got too much to say. However, it ain't gonna help you understand what the actual issue is. It's going to create a bigger one if I go on and say those hurtful things, those spiteful things. So it's pointless. Because now, not only do we have to clean up this mess, but we have this other mess now that we also have to clean up. I'm not interested in that. My goal is to love you, not hurt you. And I will hope that is, you know, we share the same goal. And I hope that anybody in a relationship has that same goal, to love, not hurt, to be better together, to boost each other up, to lift each other up, rather.
Every now and then you know.
Man, keep quiet. Another line which was in the same verse that I was looking at. And I kind of said this. It was like, be you power tripping or guilt tripping. I held you down. And you know, her response is, you just kept me down. That's a big difference. Stressing myself, trying to figure out why I'm not good enough. Going to church, praying for you, searching for the good in us. Ooh, going to church. Praying for you, searching for the good in us. But the line where it was like, you know, when he's like, I held you down, and you know, she's like, help me down. No, what'd she say? You kept me down. There's a big difference. Do you feel like it is, well, first of all, what do you think about that?
That's powerful, because there is a difference. You know, I think that when it comes to, and it's funny, I hear some people when they say, like, you know, you hold me up, instead of saying, like, you hold me down, you know, and I think that we tend to normalize certain terms, and the root of some of those terms, like, it may not be, like, the most inspirational and powerful. It may be just the opposite.
So in any relationship, right, whether just, you know, friends, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, like, how important is it for the company that you keep to actually uplift you and inspire you or motivate you?
It's paramount. Like, that's all I want to be around. I don't want to be around, you know, I think there's a difference between people who need help and, you know, need some advice and need some, you know, if it's mentorship or counseling or, you know, taking them under your wing, you know, those are certain relationships that you can have also. But overall, like, I want to be inspired and I want to inspire.
Mm-hmm.
So the people I talk to, I want them to get something from me. Hopefully good, but it could be good, bad, or indifferent. Not really indifferent. I want it to be good, bad. Same thing with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? If somebody else is talking to me and they're going on and on about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and Ethereum and all this stuff, and I don't necessarily understand it, but they're so gung-ho into it and, you know, about to put $5,000 into something, and I'm like, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? Or someone else is about to, you know, close on a 3-family property. Like, all that stuff is inspiring to me. I'm not so inspired by a person. I'm like, oh, I'm about to go, you know, I'm about to go to a strip club and blow, you know, 5 bands. It's like, really?
You don't aspire to do that?
Especially not right now. Like, I think that there's a certain, you know, reading the room, I feel like, is important. And I feel like it's a skill that's a lost art that a lot of people either can't do or choose not to do. So, you know, in a time where people are suffering, gas is extremely high, you know, people are not making a lot at their jobs.
That's always going to be the case.
Yeah, but so as far as the economic part, yes, but the inflation that's happening right now is like in a way that we haven't necessarily seen in our lifetime. You know what I'm saying? Like, the inflation mixed with the supply chains happening where you just physically can't get something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is all unprecedented times.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel to be in these times.
So scratch these times, right? Like, on a regular smegular day, right?
Yeah, but it's all related to reading the room. So right. A regular smegular day, I would have a different conversation.
How much are you dropping at the strip club on a regular smegular day? I mean, don't think too long and hard now.
So that makes me kind of a minority in that sense. Like, I'm not really big on, like, I find what's attractive to me is more like being in a gym.
Nope. Go back to the strip club. How much you dropping?
I just told you. So, like, $200-$300 maybe.
Is that on all private dances?
Probably.
Is that your way into the boom boom room?
Take it to the boom boom room.
Yeah, I mean, if that's my you know, that's my key to entry, then so be it. You know,
if that's your key to entry. What key to entry? Break that down in layman's terms, please.
Well, no, I mean, you know, it depends on what we're talking about. Like sometimes I might want to like get closer and smell a perfume and then ask her like, you know, what's her fragrance so I can get it for my baby, you know? And like that's a real way to get like up close to smell someone. Because in real life, you can't just go around sniffing people's necks.
In real life, you don't have to smell them.
Well, no, there's
laws. If they're wearing it right and they walk past you, like that's all you need.
But outside, like the pollen gets in your nose and stuff.
Nah, you just making excuses.
No, it's complicated. So, but like, you know, when you're in a room and you, and especially for the girls that wear, for the women that wear, you know, like that lotion that has like the glitter on it. And it's like, oh my God, like that's amazing. Like I would love to. Oh man, Mother's Day is coming up. So that's going to be beautiful. Like, you know what I mean?
And so, you can just go in the store and purchase that. You know what you like. So you don't need you know what I'm saying? Like you don't need the suggestion.
No, but in the department store, Leah, they have people doing demonstrations when you walk in and they spray it on you, right?
And that's where you should be at.
Yeah, but you don't have to have those people. You can just go and like and
absolutely
sniff.
Absolutely not. You know you're being fooled right now.
No, they have the people that are the conduits.
So you're being foolish right now.
The stripper, and like they might have like a certain outfit. I'm like, oh my God, like she'll look amazing in that. Oh man, those shoes right there, like where you get those from?
Meanwhile, you can't stand when I buy you cologne and tell you I smelt it on somebody.
Well, I'm saying I'm only this way now because of that. I've turned over a new leaf. So it's important for me to do.
But that don't got nothing to do with you going into the boom boom room.
No, because that's field study. Because if I'm not in a boom boom room, I'm just looking from afar. It's no different than watching TV. But in boom boom room,
field and studies. Personal.
Yeah, and we can have a conversation and be like, so you know, where's the place that you go to get deals with coupons? Oh yeah,
nowhere. Remember, I don't do that anymore.
Well, I mean that's because it was handled poorly. But
no.
Is there a new favorite restaurant? She would love that. Like she loves seafood too.
Yeah. You know what that's called? You know what that's called? It's called Yelp.
Period, sis.
That's what it's called. Failed that study right on your goddamn computer.
So I can't do I can't do market research. Well, and I feel like just like doing focus groups, when you are doing market research, it's important for you to actually pay the subjects. So it's only right. So I only look at boom boom rooms as that. You know what I mean? Or if it's like an idea I had in my head, like, yo, tell me what this lyric sounds like. Because they might be really into lyrics. Like you don't really get excited when I'm saying something. You're just like, like, why do you say it that way? Like you're not getting
it. It excites me.
Yeah, but you're really, you know, you don't really care about. So, you know, if it doesn't come from Nasir Jones, you can care less.
That's not true.
So when I'm saying it to the young lady, like, oh man, like, what you think about boom, 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 boom. And when I flip this and onomatopoeias and like metaphors, she's like, oh my God, that's crazy. I know it works. You know what I mean? It's like a focus group. And then I want to pay her for her time because it's only right, right? So, especially with Juneteenth, like it's imperative that, like, you know,
what does Juneteenth have to do with any of this?
Because like the freedom, and it's important to not be working for free. You know what I mean? Like, so if she is doing a service, I want to pay her for the service and be like, hey, I appreciate your ear. I appreciate you. Giving me
but that's feedback. Not what you're paying her for. You ain't paying for no ear.
No, it's different.
And you're not gonna remember ear. No lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Once.
Hey, Leah, I always remember. I could be paying for a conversation. I could be paying for her ear. I could be paying for her odor, her scent, just to like get some feedback. I could be paying for just like conversation of like, hey, any like cool places to take my lady to? So, you know, all that stuff is valuable.
You're right. You're right. It's valuable. You know,
that's all.
Yeah.
I just want to be clear. And to all the guys out there, like there are a lot of guys that do like field market study, you know, and sometimes they go away for the field study.
Yeah. So I guess, since that's what we're talking about, you know, when I go away, I do my own field study
Let's are we done with Kendrick's song?
I mean, I'm just saying, we're talking about field studies. You know, I get recommendations.
We're done. I think I put a button on it, babe. But thank you so much.
Are you sure?
Yeah. There's definitely a button on that for sure.
Oh, okay.
There's a button. I can see the button.
You know, I just want to say, you know, I don't pay for that type of information though.
Well, girls are typically fortunate enough where they don't have to. So,
I need a recommendation for a restaurant. Oh, yeah, I think what you like? Well, this is what I like. Oh, well, you can absolutely go here. Oh, wow, what you got on? You smell really nice. Oh, word. Yeah, I'm gonna get that for my man. Thank you.
No, it's different. And you end up joining them by the bar, they'll buy a drink and then sit down next to you and start talking. So that's typically how that stuff works. I already know. I've seen the movies.
It's more market research if they sit down and buy me a drink.
Flag on the play.
And we can continue to talk. At no point am I misleading.
Knock it off, Leah.
I'm just saying.
All right. I don't have time for this nonsense. So,
now you want to call it nonsense.
It's all nonsense, babe. It's all nonsense, respectfully. It's all nonsense.
Okay.
So we'll save the other thing for the next one because I want to kind of unpack it. And we can, unless you think it's like a quick, what do you think?
Well, do you want it to be a quick thing, babe?
A quickie? No, not a quickie. You know what? No. So yeah, we'll save it for the next one because the shit you was fired up about earlier, like I'm dying to hear your rationale and it's bullshit. That's exactly what it is. So yeah, we'll save that. All right. So do you have any closing shouts? Do you have any thank yous and thank you mamas and all that stuff?
Do I have any closing shout outs? I don't have any closing shout outs. Just wishing folks a happy belated Father's Day. I definitely didn't pick up the phone and send no messages to nobody I know.
Yeah, I didn't really either. My phone was off all day.
Yeah.
Beautiful rest day, by the way. Beautiful rest day. I love those days. I mean, just all day. Only thing that would have made it better, should have brought me brunch to bed. I really didn't feel like coming downstairs to eat. But, I want
to. You gotta go downstairs to eat all the time anyway. So what's your point?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, are you there?
Really?
Hey, listen, your kids wanted to eat with you and it only made sense to do that on Father's Day. They worked hard on preparing your meal.
All right, what else there? I should have known you wasn't down there slaving on it.
I absolutely was.
No. No.
It was team effort.
Sure. Anyway, all right. So we will wrap on this and we will see you all next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. And then also we'll send us some messages back and forth with Deanna. So we're gonna do an episode with her. And I think She got engaged, you know. Did you see that?
Oh, I did not. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. So, you know, so I'm thinking maybe like the end of the month, like the last Wednesday of the month, we can maybe, we'll do that. We could do like a live one. So we're just getting everything together back and forth for that. But anyway, so thank y'all for listening as always. Make sure to be kind, be thoughtful. Always try to please your partner. Always try to put a smile on their face. You may not hit 10 out of 10, but at least if it's 8 out of 10, you are much better than you were the day before. So with that being said, Wedlocked and Loaded, I am Daniel Laurent.
And I am Leah Nicole. However, I want to put an asterisk. Excuse me?
Like, what's going on? What is it? Come on.
Because, like, you just went into closing and I didn't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to add something to that.
Yeah, I don't step on your closings when you say something profound.
I just want to add on to it. I think what you were saying was spot on, right? Like, yes, the goal is to enhance each other's happiness, right? That should be the goal. However, it should not come at one's detriment. That's all I want to say. Like everybody that's in a relationship should be working towards, you know, the same goal. Like the ideal should be the same in terms of, you know, enhancing each other's happiness. However, it should not be solely on one person to do so. And it shouldn't break you to do so.
I agree. And speaking from the person that was constantly doing, that shit's draining. But anyway, so Wedlocked and Loaded, I'm Daniel Laurent.
Wedlocked and Loaded. Yep, I did it.
Wedlocked and Loaded.
Wedlocked and Loaded.